And then every once in a while, I usually write these long narrative poems that tell stories, poems that speak about different lives and different peoples. And every once in a while, you know, as a poet, you like to experiment a little and try something new. So I have no idea yet if these poems are successful or not, but they're certainly fun to write. That's one thing about a writer. It's you have to enjoy what you write. You have to enjoy writing. If not, don't do it. Do math. Do something else. The guides. A birthmark creeping up your face. If we had mouths, we'd kiss it. But the gods who made us give us windows through which everything escapes. The last man who loved us flew out like a sink, and he took the entire kitchen with him. Let us fondle your mole like a wet papaya seed, and we'll build something bigger, beautiful, and black. An avocado with a bubble of gold instead of a testicle. In autumn, we grow fingertips, and the tulips change back to the poor white roots who growl like scars. And the spidering commences, leaf crawling after leaf. We will remember you each time a cricket, because its chirp is another small thing we can't hold. And though the gods who made us gave us legs, we are like chairs to be weighed down into place. We travel nonetheless. When you sleep, we move into darkness. When you dream, we hide among objects. When you die, we walk through the funnels of final song. Let us know when you finish making pumice from the beehive of your heart, and we'll teach you how to burn the bed from the inside out. From the wood, a casket. From the sheets, a shroud. From the flesh, a million cherries on the ends of cigarettes.